God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you've been here in the previous Fridays, you know that we're on a series about healing. We've been teaching and ministering on the subject of receiving and ministering healing. And obviously, we believe very strongly that God still heals today and that it is His will for all to be healed. And I've had some opportunity to minister in this area. In fact, I've probably ministered more in this area than any other area in the past 25 years, having the opportunity to work daily in the healing school at Dr. Kenneth Hagin's ministry. And I just thank God for it. I've also enjoyed health for many years. You know, faith comes by hearing. Amen. It actually dawned on me, I guess this has been probably 10 or 15 years ago, I realized that I had walked in divine health year after year after year. I mean, you know, maybe a little something come up, but I'd just be over it just in no time at all. You know, like this little throat thing. And a lot of times that's just from doing something dumb, you know. Now, you ever did anything dumb? I know one time Phyllis and I are traveling with Dr. Hagin and Miss Aretha, and we're going up to Minneapolis. And for 2 weeks, and I'm supposed to sing every night and supposed to speak, and I decided to ride my motorcycle in cold weather right before I went up there. So here I blast around in 30-degree weather for half a day. I mean, I was so cold when I came in, I couldn't straighten out. I was like this. Well, guess what happened? Couldn't speak, couldn't sing. Boy, I didn't hear the end of it either. Brother Hagin's like, boy, thought you had better sense than that, you know? They laughed. They thought it was funny. And anyway, we can do things that are contrary to laws of nature and cause ourselves problems because we are still mortal, right? I don't care if you do know something about faith. You're still mortal, and you got to take care of yourself. And you got to observe natural things as well as spiritual. But anyway, you know, I had enjoyed divine healing and health for years. And I realized I'm hearing it every day. Every day I'm hearing it, sometimes two or three times a day. And so my faith was strong and I'm healthy. And it dawned on me, you know, like a light bulb goes off sometimes. Ding. I thought, buddy, you need to start preaching more on finances. Because my finances weren't so hot. And that's exactly, you know, I begin to do that more and hear it more and talk about it more. And praise God, He began to bring us up and up, and our faith began to get bigger, and our vision began to get bigger, and our giving bigger, and our receiving bigger. And you don't, your faith doesn't get strong in an area just by hearing two messages. You understand what I'm saying now? It needs to be an ongoing thing week after week, month after month. Year after year, you build strongholds of faith within yourself. And then when something comes up, you're ready. You're prepared. And you'll overcome it because you have that overcoming faith. Can you say amen? Amen. So we've been spending week after week on Fridays on healing, building our faith for healing. And we're going to stay on it for a while. Amen. Is that okay with you? Yeah. I don't feel like I'm close to being through. So you know something better we could do? I mean, I think this is just what we ought to be doing right now. So we begun studying the individual cases of healing that are recorded in the four gospel accounts in the ministry of Jesus. There's only about 19 where some detail is given about what was wrong with the person and what they did and what Jesus did. And let me just review a little bit for those of you that haven't been with us, what we've covered, what we talked about. We look first at the healing of the leper. Anybody remember that? The healing of the leper. And one of the big things we learned about that, he said, if you will, you can make me whole. And we understand it is the will of God, and that's one of the biggest issues you got to get settled before you can have faith. You've got to get all the questions about, is it His will for me to be healed? Is it His will for me to be healed now? As long as you got questions like that, it is impossible for you to have faith to be healed. I know that's a strong statement, but I say it advisedly. You cannot be entertaining questions. Well, is healing for us today? Has it passed away? Does God still heal today? Is it His will to heal me? If you're still asking those questions, then you cannot be in faith to be healed. So that's why we're teaching. He said, if you will, you can. What'd Jesus say? I will. It's written. I said, it's written. He said, I will. Do you take it for yourself? Then He says, I will to you. We talked about the healing of Peter's wife's mother, Peter's mother-in-law. He rebuked the fever and it left her. Can you rebuke sickness and disease? Do we have authority over this? If it was the work of God, we ought not be rebuking it. But it's not. It's the work of the enemy. And we have authority over it. Rebuke fever. Rebuke inflammation. Rebuke disease. Rebuke cancer. Growths and tumors. Command them to die. And expect them to. Can you say amen? Can't be wimpy about it. You gotta be bold and do it. Expecting results. We talked about the healing of the man born by four. After watch it, I'll re-preach these. We talked about the healing of the nobleman's son. And the healing of the man with the withered hand. And the healing of the centurion's servant. And last week, the healing of Jairus' daughter. And remember, he looked at Jairus and told him at that crucial moment, he said, fear not. Don't be afraid. Only believe. So we can't let fear in. We have to believe only. Not believe and some other stuff. Just believe. Just expect. Well, tonight let's go on to this. I guess this will be the eighth individual case of healing we've studied so far. To the healing of the woman with the issue of blood. The healing of the woman with the issue of blood. There's three openings we're going to turn to. We'll go first to Matthew 9, then to Luke 8, then finally to Mark 5. Matthew 9, Luke 8, Mark 5. We'll read the scriptures, then we'll pray, get further into the word. Matthew 9 and the 20th verse. Matthew 9, 20 says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Hallelujah. You enjoy reading these like I do? How many believe it happened just exactly like this? Said there was a specific woman. This is not a fairy tale. This is a woman who lived many years ago, and she suffered with this condition. How many believe it happened just like this? She reached through, she touched his clothes, and she was healed. Glory to God. Healed. How many believe in healing in here besides me? Does God still heal today? Supernaturally. We're talking about divine healing, supernatural healing. Well, if he could save your soul, why couldn't he heal your body? I mean, if he could recreate your spirit, I mean, that's a bigger miracle, a new creation. Well, if he could make you born again, a new creature, new creation in Christ Jesus, then why couldn't he just do some repair work on an existing facility? I mean, he's not talking about giving you a completely new body, just fixing it. How many believe God knows how to fix a body? Amen. He made them. How many believe God can fix anything? Amen. Anything. Amen. I preached a message some years ago titled The True Cure-All. And I talked about that God can cure you. I don't care what's wrong with you. He can heal you. He can fix it no matter what it is. And I had a man in the service that day who was a surgeon, a very high regarded, successful surgeon, I found out later. And his big problem was he had got to taking drugs to keep him awake and to put him to sleep, and got so bound up that he went in and out of like three different facilities trying to get free and come out and just keep using. And he was at the place where he had about lost his practice. He had lost his family. He had lost almost everything. And he was just desperate. And he showed up at our place. And that's what he was there for, was to get free from the drugs. But when I came that particular day, I laid hands on people. And when I came to him, I knew what he was there for. I didn't know all the details, but he had told me, he had filled out a card. And I said, "Do you believe when we lay hands on you that you'll be delivered?" He said, "I do." And I laid hands on his head. He told me later, he said it felt like a band just came off of him. And he knew he was free. And he was free. I mean, months later, he sent me a letter from Central America. He was down there doing mission work. Medical mission work. Had been free. And he said, "I got free." He said, "But that wasn't the most important thing." He said, "I love God more now than I ever have in my life. He's more real to me." He said, "That's more than anything, any kind of healing or deliverance." But that wasn't all. He heard me say that God can heal anything. Well, he had a broken foot. It's interesting because he had fallen and had some kind of an accident, and he was a surgeon himself, and they put this temporary cast on it. And they said it was this some kind of compound fracture that he's going to have to go back and have a surgery on it. Then they're going to put a solid cast on it. He's got to wear it for X amount of weeks, and it's going to heal up, take so much time, and then have to go through a little bit of rehab to get it going again. And but he was so tormented with his drug deal, he didn't even take time to do that. He just got there first to try to get free from his drugs. But when he heard me, he said, "And God can heal this too." I said, "Yes, he can." He said, "I believe I receive it." And I said, "Amen." And I kept going down the line to minister to somebody else. And I turned over there out of the corner of my eye, saw some movement. And I looked, he was taking that cast off. And then he did this. Now, don't do this unless the Lord tells you to do it. But he said, "Glory to God." And he jumped on that broke foot. Well, you've either done real good or real bad. One or the other. That depends on if you heard from God or not. And I'm telling you, I was a witness to it. I saw him that afternoon. He had on a shoe. The swelling was completely gone down. God instantly put those bones back together. This is not just healing. This is a miracle of healing. Yeah. I mean, he instantly knit the bones together and the swelling was gone. And he never had to have a surgery, never had to wear a cast, nothing. He's a surgeon. He knows about this stuff. God healed him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Woman with the Issue of Blood, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R801. That's R801, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.